Well, speaking of how well Chris knows me, Chris Geiger.
Everybody.
Pounded that.
I don't have any awesome skill like that. That was incredible. I had a front row seat for it. It was amazing. So End of the Worlds are awesome. And I'm sort of a connoisseur of End of the Worlds, but in the massively multiplayer online role-playing game sort of sense. You understand... a massively multiplayer, or a mamorpiger, if you will, is is a video game where a bunch of people get on together. I mean, why am I explaining it to you? Everyone knows what it is. World of Warcraft, right? But there's many of these games, and they're on the internet, so at some point, someone has to pull the plug, because it costs money to run these things, and sometimes they're not sustainable. And I love it when they end. And I, even if I don't play them, I download the game before it ends, and I play it when it ends. To see what happens. And they're always amazing. My first experience with it was with The Matrix Online. Which we're all familiar with The Matrix, right? Well, they had an online video game where you could be one of the machines or you could be one of the, like, people that are, like, awoken in this new world, post-Neo, whatever. And, like, Morpheus was in it, and it was real cool. I played a character when it first came out to level 10, and I stopped playing, and I still had an account. So when the game ended, I got on there again to see what happened, and it was crazy! You remember that scene at the end of the third Matrix where, like, all the Agent Smiths, like, come together and they make, the super Agent Smith, right? You're like, wait, no, I think that might have been a different video game. There was Agent Smiths everywhere. So imagine, if you will, you're just walking down the street in this fictional video game, and there's just Agent Smiths just staring everywhere, and they can kill you instantly. They can kill you instantly in one hit. And everyone's going crazy, and everyone's fighting Agent Smith. And this happened for, like, 3 hours, and everyone was just joined forces in fighting Agent Smith, and then the world ended. And the Matrix Online didn't exist anymore. Anarchy Online, I don't know if you guys have heard of that one. That one was kind of similar, just a lot of crazy higher-level guys. But the one that was the most interesting to me was actually right before we started working on Skywalking Dead, was the Star Wars Galaxies. And that was, like, the longest-running MMORPG ever. Like, it ran for like 12 years, 15 years. And it had the most player agency out of every video game I've ever known. Like, people could build houses, they built communities, they had shops. And so this was a real world ending. You know, people had Jedis and Twi'lek, like, hookers, and, like, you know, like, everyone was really invested in this world. And when the world was ending so they could toot the Old Republic video game, it was a huge deal. And so I, as a, you know, shitty observer, came in and just kind of walked around Tatooine and saw what happened. And I found that there were two different sides of it. So, like, there was the big bad guys that came in. But for the most part, there was this one part in Tatooine where Jabba the Hutt had this huge party, right, for the end of the world next to a Sarlacc pit. And there were these pitch tents and everything around there. And if you talk to his Twi'lek buddy, he would let you transform into anything you wanted to and as big as you wanted to be. So there was, like, 60-foot tall Darth Vaders walking around and 20 Rancors dancing. And then they for the time, because you had spaceships too, and you could fly the spaceships in space, but you couldn't fly them in the planets, like in the atmosphere. And so, like, the developers were like, ah, fuck it. Let them fly it in the atmosphere. And so, like, people are flying Death Stars and shit, like, it's like everywhere. And, like, I was just standing around the Sarlacc pit while laughing hilariously as these three idiots in X-Wings tried to fuck the Sarlacc pit with the tips of their X-Wings. And it was just debauchery. Debauchery for 4 hours. It was insane. I got super stoned. It was awesome. And I had a great time. But on the other side of it, this was a huge world for so many people. Like, people had played it for 15 years. I mean, can you imagine, like, 15 years ago? Like, where you were at in your life? Like, 15 years ago for me was a long time ago, you know? Like, playing that game constantly for these people was a huge deal. And so, like, on the other side of this crazy madness, like, people spinning ships in orbit and, like, shooting each other with lasers and rancors dancing with giant white Wookiees, like, there was, I saw this video of this girl who had been playing the game for almost the entirety of its time. And she had a really high-level Jedi, and she was just sitting in a field with her astromech droid, and in silence, all the astromech droid chirped and everything, and you could see the countdown timer of when the server was going to go off. And she sat there by herself and just spent the time with, you know, her companion, you know, her R2-D2, you know. And for her, it was a very somber experience. And looking at it that way, it gave me a really, before we started working on Skywalking Dead, it gave me a very interesting insight into how the end of the world affects people, even if it is just madness. Like, if this world really ended, we would be fucked, right? But we would spend it either in drunken debauchery fucking Scarlet Pits, or sitting in fields with the people that we love. And so if you ever get a chance, like, keep an eye out for these games that are closing, because it'll give you a really good idea of, like, how that stuff is going to go down. And it's worthwhile. So, there you go.
Thank you, Chris. It's so rare that anything in nerd culture ever ends. It's so interesting that you get to experience that. Now my joke comment. I'm pretty sure I saw some Twilight Hookers this week in San Diego.
Sure.